Go Google yourself. I mean it, for real. And I've got good reason why on today's Coach's Corner. This episode of Coach's Corner, episode number 31, Go Google Yourself. Today's episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Visit them online at www.themarketingnetwork.tv. Use offer code COACH at checkout and save 25% on your subscription. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Robert Imbrielli, and I'm real excited to have you here. This is a fun moment in my week to be able to stop everything and spend some time with you because, you know, sometimes the weeks just go by a little bit too fast. I don't know about you, but the media this week has been something else, hasn't it? All the stories that have been out there and everything. And I don't want to talk about any of that stuff, but I do want to remind you what the media is and what the media is not. It started out years and years ago, probably in the 40s, 50s, whenever we started to have, television media. And it really started out to be sort of a public service, right? It was something these stations did, and they said, okay, we have to bring you the news. So they brought you facts, figures, whatever news. They just brought it to you and it was dry, and that's all it was. But today it's not that anymore. It's completely changed. And I really want you as a business owner to be able to look at it for what it is. It is a business that makes money by selling advertising. And when they make money selling advertising, that means they make more money the more people that come to their website, the more people that view their videos, click on their links. And in order to do that, their job is to tease you into, submission, literally, get you to come in, spend time on the website, watch more videos, all that sort of thing. And when you look at it from that perspective, you go, well, how is the information we're getting from today's media, is it clear? Is it clear, just facts and figures like it used to be? No, not at all. It is hyped up, totally trumped up, totally dramatized, and, always scaring you about what's going to happen in the future. Rarely does any of that stuff ever come true, but that's really what's going on there. So you have to look at it from a critical eye as a business owner. I'm a business owner. You're a business owner. We need to be able to look at these things and say, okay, the news media today is more like the entertainment industry than it is traditional news, as you and I grew up with, back in the 60s, 70s, and those eras. Very different today, very different game. So all the stuff you see going on right now, I've taken a different approach to it, and I just look at it clearly as entertainment. It's just soap opera drama. That's really all it is. And you look at it and you say, what is the truth really in there? Yeah, probably somewhere, but you and I are never going to find it. I had an experience here personally the last time we had these major wildfires run through San Diego. NBC News sent out their top anchor guy, and he came out and did a story, and I watched that story on television. I'm just like, huh? What? Did he see the same events I saw? It was totally dramatized. It was blown way out of proportion. He made it 10 times worse than it actually was. And I said, this is how this is working, huh? So you can't look at it you can't look at television and see what you're seeing on the news broadasts or, read anything online. And you're thinking, wow, I'm getting the truth. Yeah, you're getting the truth. But, there's been a lot of embellishing. There's been a lot of future pacing added to it to make it more dramatic so that you stick around a little longer, right? So I just wanted to tell you that. I know a lot of people get riled up about it. Don't. It's just not at all what it appears to be. It is really an entertainment vehicle now. It is no longer news in the way that, because news became a business. When news became a business, it's a different story. When news is a public service, it was treated very differently. But now you have 24-hour news stations, and they've got to fill the time. They've got to attract viewers, and that's the way they do it, just like any good marketer would do, right? We want to give you a reason to show up and watch and spend more time here. If we don't do that, then we're going to lose our viewership, and that's not what we're here to do. Okay, I want to get into today's content because it sort of intrigued me this morning. I came in, and one of the first things I did, I said, I had this idea. I said, well, I haven't Googled my name in a while, so I want to go ahead and do that. I think that's a kind of a fun thing to do, and if you haven't done it in a while, I suggest you go ahead and do it. I think it's just a really, really fun thing to do, and if you haven't done it, Go do it. Do it today. Don't waste any time about it. Go out there. Go ahead and Google your name. Some cool things happen. I'm going to share with you what I found this morning, and some of it really just was like, really? I had no idea, right? So I wrote a book back in 2006, I wrote a book, and the book was called Motivational Marketing. And with the publisher, when they contacted me, they said, you know, do you have any kind of following? I had a following. I had, you know, clients. I had customers. I had people that were coming to my seminars. I had people that I was coaching and all that kind of thing. That was all great and wonderful. And, you know, but I didn't really know how big the following was. And they asked that question. I didn't have any idea. So I went on Google. And back then, I typed in my name in Google. I Googled myself, right? You can do that today. You can literally Google yourself. And if you haven't done it in a while, go ahead and do it. I really encourage you to do it. So I Googled myself. And back then, I had 49,000 different references show up in Google pointing to me. So I said to the publisher, when I Google my name, I had 49,000 hits come back, and the publisher says, great, we're going to sign you up at double the rate that we normally pay other authors. And I said, wow, really? It was that important? And it was. And I had no idea that I had that much of a, you know, influence out there. But what had happened over the years is I'd been writing a lot of articles, and a lot of my articles got published in magazines. And when magazines went from print to web, a lot of that content got transferred to the web. And of course, you search in Google and bang, all these things pop up all over the place. So yeah, I have a big following. So I did it again this morning. I'm going to show you what that looks like. I went in this morning and I was really surprised to see 296,000 results for my name, with my website obviously showing up as the number one result from the day. And I thought that was really interesting to see that. I hadn't seen it before. I hadn't known it to be, you know, that big a deal. But wow, you know, look at the number, 296,000 results showing up. So I said, you know, it would be really interesting to see what digital breadcrumbs I've been leaving as I've been going through life. Because truthfully, everything we do online, you think, oh, it's going to go away. Someday it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. It shows up everywhere. You might think, well, I'm going to tweet something and I'm going to delete the tweet. But somebody else has shared it and now it's on their feed. And somebody else saw it and shared it. Now it's on their feed. And there's no possible way you can go delete everything else that somebody else has posted. You see a lot of these politicians and stuff getting in trouble today because they tweet something and they go, I changed my mind. I go and delete it. Too late. It's everywhere, right? Everyone's got screenshots of it. Everyone's shown up in other people's feeds and timelines, and it's just all over the place. So you and I, as we go through our lives online, are leaving digital breadcrumbs everywhere. Everything we post on social media, everything we post on our own websites or blogs, or, you know, if we write testimonials or product reviews on Amazon or whatever, all of these things show up. And it's just amazing when you look at, you know, you go into Google, you Google yourself, you say, okay, where am I showing up? Where are all these things that are out there, and what does it look like? So I went in today and I start to look at, you know, obviously my book, Motivational Marketing, was out there. And one of the interesting things is, you know, here's my book in Romanian. You know, it's really interesting. Well, I knew it was there. I had a copy of the book in Romanian. They'd given it to me. So, you know, I knew that it was, you know, published in Romanian. Great. No problem. Excellent. What I didn't know, however, was it was also published in Thai. I had no idea. Well, that's an interesting cover, isn't it? I had no idea that it was published in Thai. I no clue whatsoever. It was also published in Turkish. Now, I had no idea about that either. I don't have a copy of the Turkish version. I may call the publisher and ask him for it. It'd be nice to see my book in another language, right? But those are kind of interesting. And I kept digging a little bit further, and I said, okay, what else is out there? I've written a lot of articles. But other people have also written articles about my content. The five big emotional motivators, right, that'll get you sales by Nick James. The Internet Business Coach. Don't even know who Nick James is. The article is a review, basically, of the core concepts I talk about in my book, Motivational Marketing. So it generated content with my name in it that I didn't directly do. Somebody else actually created it. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. You know, that's a new thing for me. Another thing that came up, and you'll get a kick out of this. I did anyway. I thought this was really interesting, is that my friend, like the late Alan Bechtold. Alan passed away, sadly, a couple of years back. And he was a good friend of mine. He wrote this book called Fun Money. And in there, he paraphrased one of my stories that I had told him. And I was mentioned in his book, and Google pulled that up. And with the exact exact page where I was mentioned in the book. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. It reminds me of my friend Alan at the same time as, you know, seeing that out there. I had no idea. Again, one of those other things. It's like, here's my name again in a book that I wasn't even aware was in the book. Maybe I was. Maybe I'd forgotten about it. It's been a while. But that's really interesting. Here's one I really laughed at, this one. It's like, wow, a criminal record in Arizona. Well, I've never lived in Arizona, so I thought, well, could this really be me? Could it be something I didn't know about? And sure enough, I went in and I look at the date of birth, and yeah, 1957, yeah, that's a lot older than me, so that wasn't me. But somebody with my name got arrested in Arizona, and there it shows up. Really interesting stuff, right? So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. Again, you know, digital breadcrumbs that are out there, things that I wasn't even aware of are out there on the internet. And here's when I talk to you a lot about articles that I've written, and this is a very good strategy. I think even today it applies, probably even more so. But in 1991, I got the idea from Dr. Jeffrey Lant back then that I should be writing articles, because he was writing a lot of articles, and the articles he was writing, he was getting them published in a lot of different publications, news magazines, so on and so forth. And I said, well, I can do that. I think I could write one of those articles. So 1991, I sat down and I wrote my first article. And sure enough, I sent it to the magazines, just as he suggested I do, and they picked it up and they started to publish it. So it became a habit with me over time, and I started to do it every month. I would send a new article, and I got published all over the place, right? And I found today on the internet, this was kind of interesting. Here's how to get on the web and make money fast. I think I wrote this back in 1998. And here's an article. I mean, it looks like HTML1, right? This is the way websites used to look all those years ago. And, you know, there it is. It's out there on the internet. And, you know, this one really made me laugh too. So I found another one of my articles, Harness the Marketing Power of Faxing. When you could do faxing back then, right? Before all the laws came in and said, well, you can't actually send marketing faxes anymore. But some of this content is still out there. People still have it published on their websites. I don't know why. I don't know what good it is. It's really outdated. It's not advice I would give to anyone today. But sure enough, there it is. It's out there. So, you know, for me, I don't know if you're getting a kick out of this or you're just bored to tears right now. But this was sort of my digital footprint. I went out there and I found all these things. And I thought, wow, this is really kind of interesting. You know, you see all the different places. And of course, I saw the Amazon reviews I've written. You know, I found testimonials that I've put up on different websites. Here's one on Terry Levine's website. Testimonial I'd written, forgot about, probably written it a few years back. And, you know, she's got it today on her website, which I think is really cool, a really exciting thing to do. So I want you to really look at your career and say, okay, if I want to have influence, if I want to be someone who people respect, one of the things people always do is they say, well, where are you on the internet? Where are you? Where do you rank, right? You know, they'll look at something like your Twitter feed and they'll say, well, how many followers do you have on Twitter? Or they'll say, well, how many people follow you on Facebook, right? And that's just one metric. But if somebody takes your name and puts it into Google, you want to have a lot of hits, 290,000, whatever it was that came up for me today, you know, is a significant number. But it didn't happen overnight. It happened over years. Like I said, I started doing content for publication back in 1991 and haven't been doing a whole lot recently. But, you know, there's stuff that I put out there. There's still kinds of, you know, obviously podcasting and articles and things like that I put up from time to time, but not as regularly as I probably should. You know, looking at this, it's sort of a motivator for me. I look at it and say, wow, my digital footprint is big, but it could be a whole lot bigger. You know what I mean? I look at some of the other people that I follow, some of the other friends in my marketplace, their footprint's much bigger than mine because they're putting out more content. So what I really want you to encourage you to do is like think about your business and think about when people are looking, they want to find out more about you. If you are the business, like in my case, I'm the business. So like, yeah, I've got a company behind me. But the truth is, you know, when you're doing business with my company, you're actually doing business with me because that's it, right? I'm the brains of the company, and that's who you work with. So it's important for me to have a good digital footprint out there. And if you're like me, coach, speaker, author, consultant, you know, any kind of professional, that chiropractors especially are important like that, you got to have a digital footprint, because the bigger that is, the bigger your persona is to a person thinking about hiring you, the easier it becomes for them to make that decision. So How do you get out there? How do you get your digital footprint out there? Well, posting, a lot of posting, right? A lot of creating of content. We always talk about content as being king. Content really is king in so many different ways. I can't even begin to explain it to you. The truth of the matter is writing a book is a very good thing to do, even if it's an ebook, still a very good thing to do. Getting it up on Amazon, very good thing to do. That has lots of legs. It goes all over the place. And it gives you a lot of hits on Google. So posting on other people's blogs, guest blogging, very important thing to do as well. You can write for places like Huffington Post if you wanted to. Boy, they get a lot of reach. They get indexed in Google instantly. As soon as something's posted, bang, Google's got it, right? It's number one. Also Twitter. Twitter also gets indexed pretty much instantly by not just Google, but all the search engines. So anything you post, you've got an article, you post a link to that article on Twitter, bang, that link gets followed and that page gets indexed really quickly. There's something people don't really recognize. The way I use Twitter is not really to communicate as well as much as using it as a tool to go out there and get those search engine rankings, because everything you post on Twitter, bang, the search engines pick it up immediately. Okay, so think about that. Think about how you can get your digital footprint to be a little bit bigger and go out there and start doing those kinds of things. You'll see it won't take really that long. I mean, like I've been saying, I've been doing this for years and my digital footprint is what it is. I mean, it's impressive to me, may not be to you, may not be to somebody else, but you know, for my own benefit, it feels good. It's a good motivator, good morale booster, if you will. And the truth of the matter is, it's like, it really is only up to you. Does it make you feel good to have it? And if it does, then work on it. Just get more stuff out there. Ask other people to post your stuff on their websites. You know, websites today are hungry for content, right? We know that a good blog is a blog that posts often. Well, I'm not going to write an article every single day. It's just not going to happen. I've got many other things to do in my life, and that particular approach to marketing is not going to work for me. So what I need is I need sometimes other people's articles that I'll post up there. Some, you know, you're releasing a book, or you're creating a new website, or you've got a new technique or a new strategy, send it to me. You know, I may be able to use it on my website. So that's what I want to leave you with today. And I want to introduce a new segment to this podcast as well that includes you, and it's called Viewer Mail. Send your questions to me at robert@ultimatewealth.com, and I will answer them on a future episode of this podcast. Now, I think it's real important to have that opportunity to be able to say to people, okay, you know, send me your questions. What do you have questions about marketing-wise? Maybe it's social media. Maybe you want to learn something about, you know, Facebook. You want to know how to use Facebook advertising. Does it work? Does it not work? You know, are you really better off paying for Google AdWords? You want to know how to use email marketing. You want to know how to use, joint venture marketing. Whatever it is that you want to know, you know, send your questions to me, robert@ultimatewealth.com. And if chosen, I will definitely talk about you and mention you by name on this podcast, and I will answer your question as well. And some lucky viewers are going to get a signed copy of Motivational Marketing, which, by the way, is out of print right now. You can only buy used copies of it, but I have brand new copies here for you, and I will send the people whose questions I use a new copy. So go ahead, send me an email, robert@ultimatewealth.com, and I would appreciate that, and I will answer your questions as I can on this podcast or upcoming episodes of it. All right, I want to talk a little bit about our sponsor today. Our sponsor today is the Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv, where you can learn from some of the brightest minds in our industry today, people like Warren Whitlock and Mitch Axelrod, Melody Benson, Shahar Boyayan, and Debbie Lynn Grace, just to mention a few. A lot of good people, a lot of people with a tremendous amount of content, a lot to share, and it really is a lot of fun to have them in studio, and they have created for us content that is inside the Marketing Network. And you can see here the content that you have in the Marketing Network is video content, which is really kind of cool because you get to watch and see everything as it's going on, and you can watch it on any device you choose. So if you're on an Apple TV, a Roku device, if you want to use Google Chromecast, you want to use your laptop, your desktop, you want to use your smartphone, your iPad, whatever you want, it'll play everywhere. And the files are optimized for those devices. So you're not going to get a file that'll play really nice on an 85-inch screen sent to your iPhone. You're actually going to get a very smaller, much smaller file sent to your iPhone, very high quality, always 1080p. And you'll be able to learn from the masters in a very, very comfortable way. So what I invite you to do is I invite you to go to themarketingnetwork.tv. Go visit that, themarketingnetwork.tv. And you can save 25% on your membership when you use the offer code COACH at checkout. So I want to thank them for their sponsorship of Coach's Corner. All right, everyone, I want to thank you for being here as well. And remember, if you want to send me an email, it's robert@ultimatewealth.com. Love to hear from you. Love your feedback. Love your comments. And I'd love to feature you on an upcoming episode of the Coach's Corner as well. Thanks so much, everyone, for watching. And we'll see you again real soon. Have a great afternoon, evening, or morning, wherever you're watching this. And subscribe to it on any podcast aggregator that you choose, from iTunes on out. Thanks so much, everyone. We'll see you soon.